Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith. And with the Lord's help, we're going to continue on in a message I've entitled Seeking Divine Pleasure. And I will explain what that title means as we go on, but I was just laying a foundation yesterday that perhaps one of the most paramount of ingredients that have been missing from our Christian testimony over the years, even over the centuries, is the lack of joy, the lack of light and grace emanating from us. And we have had misconceptions of God. And that's the purpose why I'm sharing this, because I believe seeking to please God, finding out, and that's what we're going to be looking at, the things that please God, including, as after we consider that, the things that will bring pleasure to us, that the pleasures that God desires us to demonstrate, godly pleasures that will delight His heart, bring satisfaction to us, are, if we would have that joy, I believe it could be one of the most powerful tools of evangelism in these end days in which we're living, because very few people look happy. All you have to do is go to a supermarket, go to a store, walk down the street, you'll see people, very few people really have a smile on their face. And so people will wonder, because we live in a violent, cruel society. I mean, America has changed so drastically over the last several decades. Those of us up in years, we can remember when, not that at any time it was perfect, it can't be until Jesus comes, but where the violence and mass shootings and the cruelty of man to man has never been at the level that it is today. And so we need to understand that as Christians, what not only what the Lord has done for us, but what are the things that we can know beyond doubt from the Word of God that will cause us to walk in His divine pleasure. Now, let me just say, by way of laying an absolute foundation, that seeking pleasure, think about this for a moment, is the strongest motivating force in our nature, not only for us, but even for animals. Animals, every living creature seeks to avoid pain, and they desire pleasure and comfort and satisfaction. They don't want to be driven to hunger. They don't want to be lacking water. It is just God has put that in us, and part of that is the basic instinct for survival, obviously, to avoid pain. We're not going to do something that's going to cause serious harm to our physical bodies. And yet, don't we often do it? The world does, in terms of their spirit and soul and mind, exposing ourselves to all sorts of dangers, all sorts of things that are going to have a negative impact on our person. Now, Webster defines pleasure, the noun, as a state of gratification, a source of delight or joy. Pleasure is a state of gratification, a source of delight or joy. So the question I'd like to ask you, do you want to please the Lord? Have you come to that place in your Christian walk that is your modus operandi? For a new Christian, they're so sort of overwhelmed by the marvelous existence of being saved and becoming a new creature that they might not have arrived at that place. But eventually, if you've walked with the Lord for length of time, you want Him to be happy with you, with your life, with what you are doing for Him, so He can say, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord when we stand before him. And so let's take some time, and I'm going to share scriptures, a lot of scriptures with you, about what are the kinds of things that make God happy. What are his pleasures? Did you ever think about that? Well, the word is very clear and specific. Let me share with you the first arena, if you will. The first thing is that is his creation. Everything that he created, the universe, the multitude of stars, the angelic host, the world and the fullness thereof, all the animals, all the souls on the face of the earth, he delights in man. His heart weeps when he sees what sin and the negative choices that people are making. He's not willing that any should perish. That's why he sent Jesus into the world. But the scripture I'd like to share with you, which is very, you know, it's indebatable. You can't declare it's not true, because this is in the final book of the Bible, Revelation, the 4th chapter, verse 11. Praise erupts before the throne of God, and this is what is declared. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. We know that Jesus spoke the worlds into existence. Nothing that exists was not made by the Lord. And now scriptures tell us this is why, because it's for divine pleasure, for God's pleasure, they are and were created. Secondly, so number one, he takes pleasure in his creation. Number two, he takes pleasure in uprightness. Now that, of course, should not be a surprise to you as a child of God, but let me give you a couple of scriptures. Psalm 5 and 4 declares, for thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee. So he's against wickedness. He's against sin. He hates sin. He's a holy God, and nothing in his final universe, nothing in when this world passes away, new heaven and new earth, there will be nothing in it that will defile, nothing that opposes the divine will and pleasure of God. At 1 Chronicles 29 and 17, and these are the words of David, I know also, my God, that thou triest the heart and hast pleasure in uprightness. Number three, God takes pleasure in wisdom. In fact, as we read the book of Proverbs, we understand that wisdom is personified as a woman, but actually it is the characteristics of the Lord Jesus. And in Proverbs 5:4, the word declares, when thou vowest a vow unto God, defer not to pay it, for he hath no pleasure in fools. Pay that which thou hast vowed. That's Proverbs 3:17. And also, let me just clarify, that is a scriptural demonstration or description, if you will, of a fool. A fool is someone not who's lacking in intellectual ability, but someone, first of all, who says there is no God, or someone who pursues his own ways rather than the ways of the Lord, because there is a price to pay. As a man sows, he will reap. And so there is such God's plan is for us to come into his wisdom, to learn his ways. In fact, verse 19 of Proverbs 3 says, her ways, speaking of wisdom, a beautiful description, her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. Isn't that inviting? She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is everyone that retaineth her. We know in verse 19, the word says, the Lord by wisdom hath founded the earth. So that's number three. Number four, God takes pleasure in you and I. He takes pleasure in his people. Psalm 149 and 4 says, the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. And of course, God loves and yearns after fallen mankind, or the rest of mankind. His heart is yearning over, and he seeks to draw them to him through the power of the Holy Spirit, through conviction. And he will continue to do that unless by a choice of the will they continue to harden their heart. They refuse the things of God. They seek the ways of darkness, of wickedness. He says that in Psalm 8, David does, "What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him?" Why? Because we see God's divine purpose for man, and it so grieves his heart. He must shed tears of sorrow, the fact that he's yearning over man. The Holy Spirit was given to bring conviction, to convince of righteousness, to show that there's destruction in the pathway of sin and rebellion. And he goes on in that psalm, David does, it's the Lord speaking, "Through him he made man to have dominion over all the works of his hands." That's why people are seeking fame and power. They want influence. Why? Because that's been put into them. It's just being used in perverted ways. So he takes pleasure in his people. And he takes pleasure, the last point I'll share with you, point five today, and that is in repentance from sin and separation unto God. Hear what Ezra says in Ezra 10:11. "Now therefore," speaking to God's people, "make confession unto the Lord," repent, "and make confession unto the Lord God of your fathers, and do his pleasure, and separate yourselves from the people of the land and from strange wives," because some have done that. And so he takes pleasure in our repentance, in our willingness to separate ourselves unto God and to serve him only, to have no other gods before us, including the idol of self or personal pleasure. As we begin to seek the things that please his heart, we find pleasure and satisfaction is coming into our lives in ways we would not have dreamed. Well, we're going to continue this on tomorrow's broadcast. I thank you for joining me today. And if you have prayer needs, as always, I invite you to become a part of our spiritual family. I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information if you choose to send a letter. That is how I respond. Although if you send an email, if you'd like a personal response, do share your mailing address. However, I will always confirm receipt, and I will always pray. I thank you. I love you. I pray for you every day. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, "May God's best forever be yours," is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,